Section 16, Medical Evangelism.
On an entering wedge. Subheading, Opening Doors for Evangelism. Nothing will open doors for the truth like evangelistic medical missionary work. This will find access to hearts and minds, and will be a means of converting many to the truth. The evangelist who is prepared to minister to a diseased body is given the grandest opportunity of ministering to the sin-sick soul. Such an evangelist should be empowered to administer baptism to those who are converted and desire baptism. Medical missionary work is the right, helping hand of the gospel to open doors for the proclamation of the message. Doors that have been closed to him who merely preaches the gospel will be opened to the intelligent medical missionary. God reaches hearts through the relief of physical suffering. Manuscript 58, 1901. Subheading, The Great Entering Wedge. I can see in the Lord's providence that the medical missionary work is to be a great entering wedge whereby the diseased soul may be reached. Counsels on Health, page 535, 1893. Subheading, It Removes Prejudice. Medical missionary work is the pioneer work of the gospel, the door through which the truth for this time is to find entrance to many homes. A demonstration of the principles of health reform will do much toward removing prejudice against our evangelical work. The great physician, the originator of medical missionary work, will bless all who thus seek to impart the truth for this time. Counsels on Health, page 497, 1902. Subheading, It Gives Access to Hearts. Do medical missionary work. Thus you will gain access to the hearts of the people. The way will be prepared for more decided proclamation of the truth. You will find that relieving their physical suffering gives an opportunity to minister to their spiritual needs. The union of Christ-like work for the body and Christ-like work for the soul is the true interpretation of the gospel. An appeal for the Medical Missionary College, pages 14, 15, 1902. Subheading, Reformative Discourses. I have been informed by my guide that not only should those who believe the truth practice health reform, but they should also teach it diligently to others, for it will be an agency through which the truth can be presented to the attention of unbelievers. They will reason that if we have such sound ideas in regard to health and temperance, there must be something in our religious belief that is worth investigation. If we backslide in health reform, we shall lose much of our influence with the outside world. The discourses preached at our large gathering should be of a reformative nature. All the talent possible should be employed to set it before the people. Many are disgusted with the dry formalism which exists in the Christian world. Many are becoming infidels because they see the lack of true piety in those who profess to be Christians. A good work could be done to prepare the way for the introduction of the truth if decided testimonies were borne upon the health and temperance branch of the work. The matter of presenting true principles of health and temperance must not be passed over as unessential, for nearly every family needs to be instructed on this point. Nearly every person needs to have this conscience aroused to become a doer of the Word of God, practicing self-denial and abstaining from the unlawful indulgence of appetite. When you make the people intelligent concerning the principles of health reform, you do much to prepare the way for the introduction of present truth. Said my guide, educate, educate, educate. The mind must be enlightened, for the understanding of the people is darkened. Satan can find access to the soul through perverted appetite to debase and destroy it. Letter 1, 1875. Subheading, Firmly Linked with Ministry of the Word. The principles of health reform are to be found in the Word of God. The gospel of health is to be firmly linked with the ministry of the Word. It is the Lord's design that the restoring influence of health reform shall be a part of the last great effort to proclaim the gospel message. Medical Ministry, page 259, 1899. Subheading, In Many Places. As a means of overcoming prejudice and gaining access to minds, medical missionary work must be done, not in one or two places only, but in many places where the truth has not yet been proclaimed. We are to work as gospel medical missionaries, to heal the sin-sick souls by giving them the message of salvation. This work will break down prejudice as nothing else can. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 211, 1909. Subheading, Necessary to the Advancement of the Cause. Medical missionary work is the right hand of the gospel. It is necessary to the advancement of the cause of God. And through it, men and women are led to see the importance of right habits of living. The saving power of the truth will be made known. Every city is to be entered by workers trained to do medical missionary work. As the right hand of the third angel's message, God's methods of treating disease will open doors for the entrance of present truth. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 59, 1902. Subheading, It Opens Doors. In every place the sick may be found, and those who go forth as workers for Christ should be true health reformers, prepared to give those who are sick the simple treatments that will relieve them and then pray with them. Thus they will open the door for the entrance of the truth. The doing of this work will be followed by good results. Medical Ministry, page 320, 1911.